intro.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th day of January. The prep tip today is to work on your physical fitness. If you have issues with health, you might want to check with your healthcare professional before you do anything strenuous and hurt yourself. All right, this is Farmers Monday. We have patient Wade in the green room, my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. The Freedom Center is down in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri, where world-class training takes place with rifles, pistols, and very high-end first aid training. The website is freedomtrain.net. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Happy New Year and good morning, John.
It is Happy New Year. Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Sam, I was visiting my local gunsmith the other day, a great guy, and he does good work. And I advised that he needs to learn how to properly clean his rifle by going to your website. I think he might do that. Another gentleman, he owns a local auto parts store. I gave him the same advice. He likes to use a brake cleaner to clean his rifle with. And doing my best to get the word out and let people know there's a video at freedomtrain.net. They'll teach you how to properly clean your rifle. You may be a Marine Corps sniper. You might be an Army sniper or some other Navy SEAL sniper and think you really know how to do it. But unless you've had this specific training, you really don't know how to, do you?
No, it's a time-consuming activity. And the vast majority of riflemen in America don't know that there's 3 types of fouling you have to remove from your barrel. And the quickest way to remove them is to go through these several different compounds that we use in the video. And if you want to learn how to get your rifle clean, how to control velocity, not let pressure build up, not let the hard carbon build up in the first few inches of your barrel, go to that video and watch. You know, a lot of these techniques that I share in the video, things that we train people with at the Freedom Center, they're information that we're passing along to you that was taught to me by absolute masters in the gun industry. These guys are the best of the best, and they understood things at a scientific level. Now, if you're a gunsmith and you have an electronic machine that will go, you can put a certain solution in your barrel, put electrodes on it. There's some machines out there that will help you get rid of the copper in your barrel. That's fantastic. But you know what? Even when using that technology, you still have that hard carbon ring that you have to get rid of.
And if you don't, that will diminish your accuracy, won't it, sir?
Yeah, and so when we shoot at long range, when we're doing precision shooting at long range, we're doing a couple of things. We're trying to control the concentricity that the bullet engraves at. That way it flies true, it flies straight, it flies predictable. One bullet flies to almost the same exact spot as the other. But the other thing that we're doing at longer ranges is we're trying to control velocity. And that is so important when you get out past 300, 400 yards. A lot of people don't know this. These things that if you're shooting store-bought ammo that isn't loaded with temperature insensitive powder, your velocity could change 150 to 200 feet per second from a cold round in the morning to a round that's been in your pocket or sitting in the sun in the afternoon. Well, just 100, not even 200, but just 100 feet per second cause an airball miss at 800 yards, much less 1,800 yards. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to load ammunition that will, in fact, stay plus or minus 5 feet a second. So in other words, if you were to shoot 20 shots, all 20 shots would be 3,180 to 3,170 feet per second, right in that range. You're trying to control that velocity in a single digit extreme spread arena. That's what we're attempting to do. Now, here's the interesting thing. You take a rifle like a 300 Ultra Mag or a 7mm Remington Magnum or a 270 Winchester Short Mag or any of these other rifles, when you fire that first shot, you're going to leave fouling in the barrel. You're going to leave some powder. You're going to leave a little bit of copper jacket from the bullet being engraved, and you're going to leave some hard carbon, particularly in the first 4 to 6 inches ahead of the throat inside the barrel. And when you leave that fouling there, the next round that you fire tends to be faster than the first round, and the third round tends to be faster than the second round. And on a big gun, by the time you get to the 12th or 15th round, you hit a knee in the curve on your velocity chart. And now every subsequent round goes up 2 to 4 feet per second. And you can imagine by the time you get to the 20th round, you're now shooting something that's 40 to 60 feet per second, maybe 80 feet per second faster than the first round. Well, it's impossible to control barrel harmonics. It's impossible to control vertical dispersion. It's impossible to have a predictable rifle if your velocity changes 40 to 80 feet per second. And so we go to great lengths in the precision long range and ultra long range, or what television now calls extreme long range shooting. We go to great lengths to very tightly control the velocity and to minimize the fouling in the barrel so we don't get a big velocity change over a longer shot string.
Amazing. Before I get to our first caller, I got a quick story for you. Very dear friend of mine I went to high school with, he served 4 tours in the Mekong Delta as a Navy SEAL. And the next round that he would put in a sniper rifle, he would carry in his left pocket with 3,000 grit sandpaper and continuously sharpen the point of the bullet for that next first shot. I don't know how much good it did, but that's what he did.
That's a very interesting thing. As long as he sharpened them all exactly the same and didn't affect the balance of the bullet, it probably raised the ballistic, or what we call the drag coefficient, and might have given a few extra feet per second at impact. But I would be not interested in that, because even with the extra energy, it may affect the accuracy of the bullet. And,
right. Of course, that's...
You got to make a hit for the energy to count, right?
Roger that. Of course, he was doing the best he could, considering that what we knew about the technology in 1967.
Well, and the bullet tips weren't near as good as they are now, so it probably had a much more positive effect than it would with modern ammunition.
It seemed to work for him. Our next caller is John in Florida. Good morning, John.
Yes, got a question. I saw a video on the Caltech Sub 2000 Gen 3. It folds. Is that, it's in the $400 range. Is that even worth buying?
Yeah, actually, that's a very handy little piece developed by Caltech. We recommend it if you want to have something you can fold that shoots the same ammunition and same magazine as your pistol. So, for example, if you have a Glock 17 or a Glock 19X or a Glock 45, you're shooting that longer 17 to 23 round magazine, you can use that exact same magazine in your Caltech Sub 2000 if you buy the right Caltech Sub 2000 made for those magazines. If not, you can call Caltech and you can get them to send you the right parts to convert your Sub 2000 to the pistol magazines that you're using. Of course, my ex-wife, we set her up with one, and she shot a Glock and a Caltech Sub 2000 that actually used exactly the same magazines, and they were Glock magazines. So, yeah, that's a very handy little thing. The second generation version has a better trigger. You want to get a second generation version, and you want to make sure that the version you buy, if you can manage it, make sure that it uses the same pistol mags as your 9mm.
Well, the video I saw was Gen 3. So.
Gen 3. Yeah, we'll get at least a Gen 2. But, okay. I think that's an excellent system, particularly for a smaller person, someone that's not that strong, and they're not going to carry around a 9-pound AR with thermal on it. That they only weigh about 4.5 pounds.
Yeah, I got a Holosun that failed. I'm going to send it back. I already spoke to the people. It's less than 30 days. I checked the battery. The battery was dead. I put a new one in. New battery is good, but it doesn't work. But what would you recommend? Would you recommend putting sights on? I got a Glock 45. If I put a red dot in there, would you recommend putting sights, like night sights or anything like that? MOS sights that I could see the sights through the Allison?
Well, I would absolutely not put sights on a pistol if it were mine. I would just have my Holosun on it with shake awake, so a 508 or a 509. That's what I would recommend. But if you have a suppressor and a threaded barrel, and you shoot that gun, or you have that gun by your nightstand with the suppressor on it, there's absolutely nothing wrong with putting very tall suppressor height tritium sights on that weapon system.
Okay, I understand. All right, well, it was the 508 that it just quit working, and I spoke to the lady. They're going to send me refund or send me another one. I have to send that one back.
Yeah, I've never heard of a Holosun failing. That's the first one I've heard of in 5 years. But that's, I'm glad you called me to tell me that. And you said it was a 508.
508 red dot, and the battery went dead, so I bought a brand new battery. Their batteries are hard to find. They're very limited, and at Home Depot and Lowe's. And anyway, I put it in. It didn't work. I took the battery back out. I used a voltmeter. The original battery was dead. The new one had a little over 3 volts. But I put it back in, it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've never seen one fail. But that's good information. You know, we train people hundreds and hundreds of people at the Freedom Center every year, and there's only two sites that we've never seen fail at the Freedom Center. One are the Hollow Sun, and the other one are the aim points, the Comp M4s and Comp M5s.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you for the information.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, thanks for the call, John. Are you ready for a nice caller, Sam?
Let's do it.
It looks like Ryan in Georgia. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, what's up, guys? You guys doing all right today?
Hey, Ryan, how are you? I think I recognize this Ryan.
Probably. Hey, I was just going to ask, what castle nut did you tell me to use last time? I forgot. What do you use on your rifles? For a sling attachment?
What castle nut?
It may not be the castle nut, but it goes on the buffer tube.
Oh, I understand. I understand what you're asking. You're asking about the thing that tightens your buffer tube. I think if I understand your question, you're asking about this this thing made by Strike Industries.
Is it Strike Industries?
Yeah, I think it is. Hold on one second. Let me see if I can get to their website and give you an exact description of the Strike Industries part. It's a really handy little piece to have, and it allows you to attach, use a QD attachment on your sling, and it's a really handy thing to have. Yeah, they do call it a castle nut, I believe. I'm scrolling.
Yeah, I thought it was either Zev or it was something like that.
Yeah, it was Strike Industries. Hold on a second. I'm thumbing through all of their lower parts right now to get to a point. Well, they make something called a multifunction plate. But the part that you're asking about that we put on our high-end ARs because it works so well, it's called a Tribus, T-R-I-B-U-S. So Tango, Tribus. Romeo, Indigo, Bravo, Uniform, Sierra. Tribus Enhanced Castle Nut and Extended End Plate Version 2. That's what we put on our high-end custom ARs because it gives you three options for sling attachment right there where the buffer tube threads in to the lower receiver.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Then I had one more question about Glock pistols.
Yes.
What are some good, like, slide manufacturers, barrels, and triggers that you would suggest?
Okay. So there's a number of good barrel manufacturers. Zev's a good barrel manufacturer. Ghost is a good barrel manufacturer. Ghost makes good slides. L2D makes outstanding slides. Zev, I believe, also makes slides. And also, depending on what version of Glock you have, you may even look at a Adams arm slide for your Glock. But I would say L2D makes the highest quality slides that I've seen, and Ghost is a very close second.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I'll go back through the show archives, and today when I'm home, I'm going to order a few parts. So, thank you.
Excellent.
Okay, Ryan, thanks for the call. Great call. The call number is 512-248-8252. What the instructors meeting will take place in a few weeks, won't it, Sam?
Yeah, we're not far away, and I have an announcement for all your listeners. They will be the first to be given the April schedule, the beginning of the schedule, and we can go over that right after the bottom of the hour.
Okay.
We'll be on a break here in a second, and I'll give you a preview to the first four classes at the Freedom Center.
Fantastic. Look forward to that after 5 minute break. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. Will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. You want to get up to speed on what's going on with the worst crime in human history, the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot? More than 200 articles and videos right there at my website that will get you the most recent information from the world-class scientists like Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He says that the effects of the COVID vaccinations are not side effects. They're direct effects. They're intended, designed, and meant to kill and hurt people. That's what they're meant to do. And you can get the details right there at thelibertyman.com. Issues with pain, issues with sleep, check out the Energy Cleaner. I have everything in stock ready for immediate shipment. Energy Cleaners, mattress pads go with it at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Yes, his telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to sign up for a class, get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging, maybe have a custom rifle built. Give him a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, I think the SHOT Show is coming up here in about 2 weeks. And we'll see some new items come out, maybe even some new technologies. I'm excited about that, always in the thermal or the night vision realm, to see what's new on the market. And it's generally in January at the SHOT Show that any companies that are going to bring some new technology to the table will be there showing their new stuff. So I'm excited about that. Also, at some point in the show, I would love to talk about globalism and how they're going to implement global control in your state, including Missouri, John.
Well, good luck on that. So let's get started on that. We got a few minutes before the next break.
Well, interesting thing is there's been some major changes, and this is what's disgusting. Our 163 congressmen and 34 state senators in Missouri. By the way, if you're in a Republican controlled state, do not, under any circumstances, think that you are safe from this garbage that I'm about to lay on you. We have 34 senators in Missouri, 24 Republicans. We have a supermajority in the House and the Senate. We have 163 congressmen, state congressmen. Supermajority of those are also Republicans. In spite of that supposed fact, what has happened is we passed a law in Missouri saying that we will have one person unelected in Missouri that will go to Washington, D.C. and represent us on a national commission. And that national commission now will control the regulations, control the issuing of medical licenses, of any type of healthcare licenses. Guys, this is an absolute disaster. If you have this going on in your state, if it's been passed in your state, and it probably has, you need to change it. You need to go talk to your senators, go talk to your congressmen, ask them why in the heck they would vote for this type of central control. Because let me tell you what's going to happen. In the last COVID disaster, the biggest crime against humanity in our lifetime, over 20 million people have died because of this clot shot and this other garbage that's been going on. 20 million they've killed. I'm telling you, it should be Nuremberg 2.0. Crimes against humanity, the Faucis of this world, the big pharma execs that push these deadly fake vaccines. They're not even vaccines. They push this fake garbage on the American people, and they have killed worldwide now over 20 million humans. And they're pushing it on kids right now. Now, here's the thing. They didn't anticipate 12,000 doctors and nurses, health professionals, destroying their lie and destroying their narrative. They thought if they bought enough TV time, had control of the major news outlets, that they could control the narrative. Well, the fact is there were great doctors, great scientists, absolute heroes in the U.S. that shut down their narrative.
Absolutely. Well, continue our discussion after the break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th day of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. Always new things being posted there, especially at the COVID panel. Proxit will help you achieve your goal, not only the engine cleaner, but the Liberator rocket heater. Yes, we're in the middle of winter. If you're looking at very high prices to keep your home warm, check out the Liberator rocket heater. I use the wood pellets myself in my Liberator. I use one every 24 hours. It's a very inexpensive way to keep your home warm and cozy. Check out the details at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. And Sam, before we get back to the issues with the geopolitical matters, give us an update on what's going on with training, sir.
Well, we're going to announce here the first set of classes at the Freedom Center. And I'm going to do that because I've had pre-discussions with instructors, and I know we can get the instructors in on the dates that we're talking about. The first basic tactical class in April of 2024 will be the 4th, the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th of April. The first basic tactical class, that's 2 days of handgun and AR-15 or carbine training, will occur on April 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. If you give me a call, I will get you in that class. If you want to get in that class early and are interested in taking several courses, we're going to do things a little bit different in April. We're going to have, because I've had a number of phone calls, people saying, can you get training on one weekend and have the very next class on the next weekend? Because I'd like to come down one time and take both classes. So that's what we're going to do in April. The first, the gateway to all the other training at the Freedom Center in the tactical realm is the basic tactical class. It's 2 days of pistol, 2 days of rifle, April 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. You want to get signed up for that class, give me a call this week. I have a feeling that class is going to fill very quickly. We already have about 7 students that are interested in coming that weekend. So, and we only take 12 per class. So we probably have 5, maybe 6 slots available even at this point, even though I'm just announcing it. And I haven't put it on the schedule on the website yet, but I will. First class, April 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. The very next week, we will be holding the Urban Vehicle Tactical Class. That will be on the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th of April. 12th, 13th, and 14th of April. And then tentatively, we will have the first Combat Medic course and the first Stop the Bleed classes the very next week. If we fill up, we're going to have a Stop the Bleed class on the 18th and then a Combat Medic course. My combat medic instructors have asked me to increase that course to 3 days. They think they can get a lot better performance from the students if they're given 3 days rather than 2. So this year, our combat medic course is going to be the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st of April. And we'll have a Stop the Bleed class on the 18th. Now, here's the thing. If you want to get in that combat medic course, which I think is the absolute best course taught in America, every American should have this class. Doesn't matter if you own guns or not, but you should have this class. This course will make you safer in your home, make you safer on the job. It will make you safer when you're out driving around. It will affect all areas of your life. If there's an issue, you will learn how to prevent someone from bleeding to death and how to move a patient properly from point A to point B. And that's a very important thing. And yeah, you'll even do it under gunfire at some point in the course. It's a very, very interesting course. It's life-changing to have this information. I told the story last year about one of my friends who I pushed to get in this course, and he's like, oh, do I have to? And the guy that worked for him, I pushed him. I'm like, yeah, you need to sign up for this course too. You need this information. And, do I really? That was the response I got.
Right, right.
Well, not 2 weeks after taking the course, one of my friends was cutting this huge exhaust system off this big truck, and he was using a torch, and the cut edge of the pipe was very hot and very sharp. And when it dropped out of the truck and landed on his forearm, it cut through all the muscles in his forearm and right through the biggest artery in his forearm. And he left a puddle of blood on that shop floor in just a few seconds you would not believe. And he knew exactly what to do. He put pressure in the right spot. And he ran into the office and said, hey, I need a tourniquet. And my other buddy who had been through the class knew exactly how to put the tourniquet on and basically saved his life. Here's the interesting thing. He tightened the tourniquet on him, and they took pressure off the wound to see if the tourniquet had stopped the bleeding. and it had slowed it by about 80%. And he pumped enough blood out, even after having the tourniquet tightened on his arm, to cover about a 2-foot circle on the floor.
Oh, boy.
And so, of course, pressure went back, and they gave the tourniquet 2 more turns, and that stopped the bleeding completely. Off to the emergency room he went. But you can imagine, if they had not had that training, how that situation would have gone south in a hurry. So I would encourage everyone to get trained and get in this combat medic course. It is incredibly valuable to you. And you can go home and teach your kids, teach your wife these skills, how to put a tourniquet on, where to put pressure on a wound. And if you ever have an accident, the people you train might even save your life. So it's a really valuable thing to do. And we're looking at the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st. But to sign up for the combat medic course, you must have had the basic tactical course and the enhanced urban vehicle class as prerequisites. That is a requirement. So we're going to give you a chance to do a couple weekends here this year. And there's a lot of students out there that have had the basic course, or they've had the basic and the enhanced. All they need is to stop the bleed class before they go into the combat medic course. But we do have prerequisites for that level of training. And they're for your safety, and because the information we're giving you builds on the information in those prior classes. And it's a really valuable thing to get through those first 4 courses, that basic tactical course, the urban vehicle tactical class, and then the stop the bleed class, and then the combat medic course. John, if I could get every American through those 4 courses, I would literally sleep better at night.
I bet you would. So would I. We're not too far away from the very distinct possibility of those skills being necessary, are we?
Well, not with globalism being crammed down our throats now. Here, let's talk about, why do you need tactical training? Why do you need skills that help preserve freedom in this country? Because people are about to take it away from us. That's the simple answer. And they're going to do it through ushering in global control. And right now, in a lot of states around the United States, they're changing the battlefield. In the first battle to take over America, it was like a test run with COVID. They were seeing who would comply, who wouldn't comply. What they didn't anticipate were 12,000 doctors not playing ball. And these 12,000 doctors, through podcasts, through Twitter, through social media, they combated the false COVID vaccine narrative. They shut it down. And it's an amazing thing to understand. These people are heroes. These doctors that told the truth, these doctors that were brave enough to communicate the truth, were absolute heroes in this country, shutting down the COVID lie and the vaccine lie. Here's the interesting thing. It appears to me, from a strategic standpoint, that these globalists want to pick a second fight. They want round 2. But before they do it, they're shaping the battlefield so what happened the last time can no longer happen. And I'll tell you how they're doing it. They're going into these states and they're paying off these legislators to pass this bogus legislation that gives up state control of the licensing of doctors, nurses, social workers, you name it. And it's all going to a commission in Washington, D.C. For example, Missouri's statute that they passed says that the National Commission will now be able to make decisions on suspending licenses of doctors, suspending licenses of nurses, suspending licenses of social workers and healthcare workers. They're giving up control that has traditionally been with the state. They're giving it to this international commission. This is an absolute disaster, John.
Well, Sam, these state organizations that have previously had control for so many decades, my belief is that they would be strongly lobbying to not lose that control. Obviously, did that not happen, or wasn't it not effective?
No, they weren't. Now, like in Missouri, I can't believe with a supermajority of Republicans, they passed this garbage. This is the most horrific thing, and I'm going to tell you why. Because there's another mechanism in place combined with this mechanism that is going to allow them to shut down the narrative of people telling the truth. So if you go to the Department of Homeland Security's website, they have redefined three key things: disinformation, misinformation, and malinformation. And you need to know how your own Department of Homeland Security has defined these relative to being a domestic terrorist. This is the key part. So if you're putting out what they define as disinformation, you're saying something that they don't like, right? Or something that they think isn't true, or they want to label as not true, it's disinformation. If you're deliberately lying to oppose the government agenda, or to oppose, if you're deliberately saying things, then it's misinformation. But if you're opposing the government's official position, it's now called malinformation. And you are a domestic terrorist, right? If you are classified as communicating malinformation, right? Now, here's the thing. They couldn't shut down these doctors on social media before because the state boards controlled the licenses. But now that the states have seceded their authority, their autonomy, their sovereignty to this international organization run by Bill Gates and the World Health Organization, this is an absolute disaster. Now, if a doctor speaks up, they can instantly pull his license. If he tells the truth about the next pandemic or plandemic, they can instantly pull his license, shut him down, throw him in jail, shut him up. They are shaping the battlefield to silence the people that tell the truth. This is an absolute disaster. This is a huge threat. And I would encourage everyone to investigate their state, see if they've signed on to this garbage. And if your senator or congressman voted for this crap, get him out of there. Get him out. Demand his resignation, particularly if he claims to be a Republican.
I would suspect, Sam, that everybody behind this has a well-used copy of George Orwell's 1984 with lots of yellow highlighter and tabs to certain pages, wouldn't you?
Well, one would hope. But the thing is that they do this stuff very quietly. And why are they doing it? Why are they claiming they're doing it? You know what they're telling everybody, John?
Tell us.
They're telling everybody that we're doing this to make it easier for doctors to cross state lines. We have a shortage of doctors.
What?
So we need the ability to cross state lines. So we need a federal commission, a federal agency, a federal this, that, and the other, right? When you hear the words association, commission, federal, co-op, any of these things, what you're really hearing is the word globalism brought to your doorstep.
Well, here's a dose of reality. The Sunshine States, where they have very little winter, have always attracted more healthcare professionals than states that have colder winters. And that's been going on for many decades, hasn't it?
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the fact is, do we have a shortage of doctors? Yeah, we may have a shortage of doctors in certain specialties. But what they're trying to do is say, well, we want to raise the level of health care and address the shortage of doctors. And in this legislation is also language that says, we're not going to require a doctor to have a four-year degree before he goes and gets his medical degree. We're going to allow a doctor to do 2 years of undergrad work before they do their 4 years of medical and do this sort of combined degree thing. I mean, The whole thing is designed to dumb down our doctors and take control of anything that might come out of their mouth. It is globalism straight up crammed down your throat, whether you like it or not. And the only way to fight this is at the state level.
Well, that's where the action is going to be, obviously. And I appreciate the heads up on that. And the Missouri legislature went into session last week, and we're going to be on top of this, and we truly will.
Everybody in every state better pay attention to this one. They're trying to put mRNA technology in your foods. They're trying to put it in your medicines, in not just shots. Be very careful. And we'll talk a little bit more about the deadly flaw to mRNA technology.
Absolutely. And then at the top of the hour, we'll have our farm tip of the week. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
Was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, I was going to get into a little bit of an explanation of what mRNA is. It's something that modifies your gene structure. And this COVID vaccine technology, from an overview perspective, they encode a message in the mRNA that they want to introduce into a cell. they hide that message in something called a lipid, which is basically a fat. It's what you think of as fat. Think of fat on a microscopic level. They hide the message in the fat. By hiding it in the lipid, they can get any cell in your body to uptake this message. It's a very elegant thing to do when you look at it from a scientific standpoint. It's very interesting technology, but it has a fatal flaw. And that fatal flaw is when you introduce this mRNA into the body, you don't have local control of which cells uptake it and which cells do not. Basically, any cell will uptake a lipid. And so when you saw people getting these mRNA shots, they're not vaccines, they're mRNA, they're gene-modifying shots. The lipids were uptook by people's hearts and into their brains and into their liver and into their organs. And once you uptake that message, you get an inflammation response because the cell is not normal. And the T cells around it, they read this abnormality of the cell and they attack it. And that's why we're seeing heart tissue scarred by the shot. That's why we're seeing problems with the brain, problems with the arteries. And there's other issues that are that are created by this flawed technology. But that's the basic overview of why it's so unhealthy for the human body to take this mRNA coating up through lipids. And when the cell gets destroyed by the immune system, it causes scarring, but it also causes the release of you've probably heard a lot of chat about spike proteins, and maybe you don't know exactly what that means.
Right.
But as your immune system goes to destroy this cell that's now read as a foreign invader, the result are spike proteins that then spread throughout the body and cause a myriad of other issues, clotting and the like. And so at the risk of oversimplifying for an audience that aren't trained biochemists or microbiologists, this is actually what's going on. And they're trying to put this stuff in your food. They're putting it in your medicine that you take orally. They're trying to put it in, and they're trying to get every state to pass laws that say we don't have to label something if we've included an mRNA modifier in this product, which is absolutely heinous and disgusting. We cannot allow them to get away with this. These people are about population reduction. They are about carrying out Satan's agenda and opposing God's agenda, which was, if you read the Bible and you believe what the Bible says, the first command he gave was go, therefore, and populate the earth, right?
That's right.
Subdue it. And they're opposing God's agenda for this planet, and these people have to be stopped.
Absolutely. We have our top of the hour break. When we get back, we're going to get the Firearms Tip of the Week. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't! handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.